Chapter 4. People leave. The next day, there were helicopters in the sky. Then people with television cameras arrived because of the dead police officers. Gaia and I watched them from the school. "I'm sorry, Gaia," I said. "I had to buy some milk, and I saw the police officers fall down." Gaia wasn't angry with me. She said, "Look, I made a map of Camberwell." There were lots of red numbers on it. "Each red number was a building," she said. "Number one is in the middle. It's the first shop that fell down. And every day, more buildings fall down around it." "Do the police know about this?" I asked. "They know because helicopters are flying around all the time," Gaia said. "Maybe they don't say anything because they don't want to frighten people. Lots of people are leaving London. Mum's sister lives in Brighton, and she wants us to go there."
"Does your mum want to leave?"
"Mum sleeps all the time," I said. "She doesn't know about all this."
"I see," said Gaia. "You can keep the map. Put red numbers on it and bring it to school tomorrow. Look, here's your tower with A on it. And here's mine with G on it."
But the next day, the school closed, and I didn't see Gaia again. I looked out of my window all day at the people in the streets with backpacks and big boxes. I missed Gaia very much. But I couldn't leave because Mum couldn't leave. 2 days later, Michael's mum came to the door. "Get your clothes, Addy," she said. "Everyone is leaving. I'll get your mum." I heard her talking to Mum in Mum's bedroom. But Mum didn't understand, I think. I heard Michael's mum say, "Wake up. You have to leave. It isn't safe to stay." A few minutes later, she came out of the bedroom and she said,
"I'm going to take you with us, Addy."
"I'm coming back in a few minutes." I quickly closed the door behind her and I pushed a table and some chairs in front of it. Michael's mum came back and she shouted my name again and again. But I didn't answer and she went away. In the afternoon, I went out and bought a lot of food. I didn't leave the flat again. Every day, I watch the frightening news on the television. I wrote numbers on Gaia's map and put the map in my scrapbook. I cooked meals for me and Mum. Sometimes, Mum came out of her bedroom and went to the bathroom.
I tried to tell her all the news, but she always said, "Stop talking. My head hurts." I was sad because I wanted to talk to Mum. And I missed Gaia very much because she helped me to understand things. One day, a woman on television said, "We are finding spores from a new plant in people's mouths." She said, "The plants are killing people with their spores." The plants are called Blücher now because the plants are near Blücher Street. This was very interesting. Does Gaia know? I thought. She likes to know about plants. On television, the Bluchers were beautiful. Then the woman said more about them, and they weren't so beautiful anymore. They killed people with their spores, and they ate metal and bricks. The Bluchers will eat our tower, I thought. I wanted Mum to wake up. The next day, the flat was dark because the lights didn't work. There was no water. There were no helicopters in the sky, and there were Bluchers everywhere.